Lottie. As I pack up my things, there's a timid knock on my door. I expect Pradyumna to walk in, ready to drag me back to the East Wing and confront Betsy Martin. But when I open the door, I'm surprised to see Stella standing there.
I'm so sorry about today, she says,
her chin crumpling slightly as though she might cry. No, no, please don't be. It was bound to happen eventually, I tell her, opening the door wide and gesturing for her to come inside. She crosses the bedroom, sits down heavily on the side of the bed, looking despondent.
No, there's no way that cake could have disqualified you. I tried some after the judging. It was absolutely delicious.
I smile gratefully. Well, thank you, Stella. But you all deserve to stay in the competition. And I'm fine, really I am. I look at her carefully. Her eyes are dark underneath, her face sunken as though she hadn't slept well. It's a look I recognize well. What about you? I ask, pulling a chair out from the desk and sitting down across from her near the foot of the bed. How are you doing?
Oh, she waves her hand around vaguely, attempting a smile. You know.
I lean in, waiting for her to continue.
Have you ever gotten the feeling like you are suddenly on the right track? Like nothing can stop you. And then you just lose your nerve?
My stomach flips. Sure, I have. She leans back on the bed, resting on her forearms.
Oh, Lottie, how do we ever know if what we are doing is the right thing? If we are helping things or just making a big mess?
I ponder this. I guess we don't. We have to trust that if we are going the wrong way, something deep inside us will tell us. We have to train ourselves to listen for that inner voice shouting for us to turn around. Stella appears to think about this for a moment, and then her eyes come to rest on something behind me. She sits up and steps forward, leaning over and reaching past me to the desk.
What is this?
When she comes back, she is holding the recipe box. Stella opens it before I have time to decide if I want to show them to her. I have the urge to snatch it away from her, to protect them. I have only just found the box. I don't know why I am so scared of anyone seeing. It isn't as though I could get in trouble when I was the one who should have had them all along. I watch as Stella pulls out several of the cards. She is a sweet girl, really. She means no harm to anyone. I suppose there's nothing wrong with telling her the truth, at least the partial truth. It's my mother's recipe box. Stella flips through the note cards, her eyes moving along each line of handwriting. With each one, the furrow in her brow grows deeper, until she turns her face to me, her eyes wide with confusion. She pulls one up close to her face, inspecting it. It is written in my mother's tilted script, Agnes's Almond Angel Food Cake.
Wait, Stella says. This is exactly the same as Betsy's angel food cake recipe.
What does Stella mean it's Betsy's?
This pound cake is verbatim from her first cookbook, Betsy Martin's Seasonal Baking, Stella says, her voice strained with confusion. And this is from the second season of In the Kitchen with Betsy Martin.
She shows me another recipe for a savory tart of leeks, herbs, and cream cheese.
Lottie, I don't understand.
She flips through them again, growing agitated.
These aren't your mother's. They're Betsy's.
My chest goes tight. How had I never figured it out all these years? I'd even paged through one or two of her cookbooks at the bookstore. I'd watched her on television from time to time, but I had never put two and two together. Truthfully, I'd always resented her success in an area she'd seemingly had no natural affinity for as a child, something my mother and I loved doing together. I'd never understood what gave her the motivation to become a professional baker. All this time, I was living in the dark. I'd never realized Betsy was using my mother's recipes, because I didn't remember the exact bakes to compare them to. I didn't have her recipe box. I suck in a breath as I remember Molly and me watching one of Betsy's shows.
Do you think Betsy learned to bake from your mom?
Molly had asked. At the time, I'd shaken the idea off. Baking is a common pastime. My mother may have inspired Betsy, but there was no other connection. With how separate the help was kept from the Graftons, I couldn't see how my mother would have given Betsy anything more than a vague subconscious introduction to baking. But now I go cold with recognition. Betsy stole her recipes.
Betsy wouldn't do something like that, Stella says, forcefully snapping the lid of the box shut.
I should probably pack, I say, standing up suddenly.
But what about the recipes? Lottie, there must be some kind of mistake.
I can see what made Stella a good reporter. Her curiosity is so strong. She seems to have an insatiable need to figure things out, to cut to the truth. I can't have her getting involved now. There's too much at stake for her. Besides, I've already dragged one person into this mess. It wouldn't be fair to bring another down with me. Please, don't worry, Stella, I say, opening the door for her to leave. She stands up, and I feel I've betrayed her. As she walks past me out into the hall, her shoulders hunched, I am struck again by how fragile she seems, how vulnerable. There are so many people in this world in desperate need of a mother.